Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On The Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings, everyone.
And welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. That is Joe McGranahan, mayor of Shamokin Dam, conservative local talk show host, former COO of the Sunbury Broadcast Corporation, Papa around the dinner table. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, WKOK alum for probably 20 years or so. I'm very glad to see all of
you. Strikingly handsome most days.
Well, yeah, I try not. I try to be modest.
Bearded. Your beard is getting whiter. You know that, don't you?
Whiter.
Whiter, yes.
It's white.
Another year or two, a few more pounds, and Santa Claus is calling.
Oh. If Santa ever gets sick or something, I could pretend I'm Santa.
Visit Marktopia?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we believe in a lot of Christmas traditions.
Do you
believe in anything that's good?
Do you have signs there that say Merry Christmas, or are you the happy
absolutely.
Holidays type
everybody
people?
Everybody gets to express their views as they wish.
Well, that's good. I mean, Marktopia sounds a little better today than it usually does.
Not really.
Well, you wouldn't go there, would you, Kevin?
No, I'm done. He's not
anti-topian.
A place I would hang out.
He's non-topian.
Non-topian, yes.
He doesn't want anything good to happen. All right, On The Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. And they invite you to do what I did. That's go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, get your annual inspection and some other check the tires and that kind of things, and walk around and look at your next vehicle. In my particular case, it was a Ford F-150, and we were very glad to say that it was priced correctly, so you just never know. You might see me driving around in a big truck one of these days. SunburyMotors.com is the place to check that out. Lenape Solar email in-basket is open. All you got to do is email On The Mark, and we'll read your email on the radio. Lenape itself, 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury. Three foci they have. One is Ductless HVAC Systems by Mitsubishi.
You sound like Two. Yoda. Three foci they have.
That's right. And
three foci we have.
Kevin is so ready with that.
Friday's the big day.
Anyway, R2-D2. No, it's
no, that
today.
Was Yoda.
Was it? I'm sorry.
Well, today's a world premiere, but it's not...
In the U.S.
It's not the opening night.
No, it opens Friday.
All right, anyway. What does R2-D2 sound like?
Just a lot of electronic beeps.
Beep, boop, 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 boop. Okay, good. Well, thank you for... Kevin wouldn't do it.
No.
He won't do it. All right, anyway, so the three foci of the Lenape Solar, which are nearly as advanced as the latest Star Wars films, the three foci, are you ready for them? They are the ductless HVAC systems, the commercial lighting audits, and, of course, going solar with lighter, less expensive, and more efficient solar panels. LenapeSolar.com. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open, sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, and Lewisburg Pharmacy, and Mifflinburg Pharmacy. Hometown of Pharmacies offering personalized service and saving you a lot of money on your prescriptions. Please see a Hometown Pharmacy ASAP. And Groninger Insurance Agency, always asking that question. Do you know if your insurance is at the right price? Let Groninger give you a free, no obligation, second opinion on your auto, home, or business insurance. We've posted lots more information at groningerinsurance.com. We have a caller to start out the Monday morning open phone session. It's you. It's Admiral Joe Sestak, hopes to be our next U.S. Senator. Senator, good morning. Admiral Sestak, thanks for calling in.
Good morning. It's Joe, and thanks an awful lot for having me on.
Oh, I do appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for calling in. I didn't forget your name. I just went past it. So, and Joe McGranahan is here with us.
We have two Joes here this morning, then.
Good, Joe and Mark. Thanks.
So we have an average Joe and we have an Admiral Joe. All right. So we are going to talk
that
about...
That sounds right.
We're going to talk about what you did Friday. Because the federal issues are what you're primarily focusing on, it sort of stood out that you were in Harrisburg helping with the budget impasse there. So tell us all about your activity.
Well, thanks. I arrived in the Capitol about 2 o'clock and unloaded a number of pallets of food, blankets, school supplies. And the federal funds, and I'm running for the United States Senate, that are provided for schools, also the homeless, women who are domestically abused, shelters get aid from federal funding. Those all cannot be, a large majority of them, passed through the state budget by law until a budget is passed. We're in our sixth month, and I just wanted to stand there for a while as the legislators, many of them, and federal officials and others had gone up to the Pennsylvania Society at the Waldorf Astoria and having, you know, an enjoyable time, and I don't begrudge an enjoyable time. It's just that, you know, I learned when I went out with the Marines as a young officer that the Marine officers ate last in the field, and they were the last to leave the field. They stayed there with the men. And I think that is exactly how it should be until this budget is done. We should be here getting it done.
The Pennsylvania Society, I've always wondered why they had to go to New York to have a meeting. It seemed sort of an oxymoron. But do you think that they should have postponed that and stayed on the job?
I think they could have had the Pennsylvania Society without any elected officials going. I think all elected officials should have stayed right here across the board, from and those vying even to be an elected official. You know, if someone like Governor Rendell, who has passed and open, so to speak, as we say in the Navy, been there, done it, it's over, he should, you know, let him go head up there. But I honestly believe that you are serving people, and those people, about 100-125 that went through the line, I mean, they were grabbing things. And I don't mean meanly at all, it's just, hey, it's pretty tough out there. So I think they should have been all here.
The budget impasse, a lot of the money that they do pass through is federal money. Is that being held up too?
Yes, not all of it, but parts of it. So, for example, there is right now domestic abuse, probably about $5 million. Probably about $1 million of it has been passed through. It could legally, the rest could not. I was at a domestic abuse shelter about 2.5 months ago when it really came to light the impact it had. A woman spoke up about her own case. And then the executive director said, we're almost out of all of our reserves because we're getting no money any longer from the state. I mean, you know, here's a woman gets abused, just needs a place to stay, doesn't have a lot of income, and they can't help her. There's also money in there for public schools. I'm talking about pre-K programs. I'm talking about Head Start. There's also money in there for the homeless, including my fellow vets, and human resource services. These are all being denied federal funds that are meant to go right to the people for 6 months. So I just think lock yourself in a room, get it done.
If you had to assess blame, and I think there's enough to go around for everybody, where would you put it? Would you put 50-50, the governor and the Republican legislature, or would you divide it up a little differently than that?
I think it's exactly how you said it. There's more than enough to go all the way around. When I walked those 422 miles across the state, I said it's not about party. It's not about type. Certainly it's not about party in Pennsylvania society, New York. But it is about people. If you are an elected official, somehow you should be willing to be held accountable for it not getting through. And don't blame the other side. It goes for Democrats and Republicans. We're in this together. So I would say, yeah, I think there's blame for both sides.
Now, you're running against, of course, a Republican United States senator who has a reputation for reaching across the aisle and working with Democrats, notably Senator Manchin and even Senator Casey. Is it going to be hard for you to oppose him should you get the Democratic nomination?
Well, I tell everybody we yearn for the days of the liberal Rick Santorum. Because, I mean, up until about a number of months ago, we actually had Pat Toomey 100% conservative rating by the American Conservative Union. And Rick Santorum was about 85%. Only in one instance, the background check, have I really noticed that Pat has reached across the aisle. For example, he even voted to shut down the government just about a month ago. He's the only senator who has voted against, or congressman, 10 straight veterans appropriations bills. He has voted to shut down the government 3 times. The only Republican or senator who's done that. No, I think that's why Rick Santorum said he was really too conservative for Pennsylvania.
Well, how about Katie McGinney? Where would she fall on the spectrum? She's running against you for the Democratic nomination.
Yeah, as I used to say as I was running by myself, look, anybody who wants to get in, get in. And, you know, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee went through seven people they asked to get in against me because they didn't like my independence. I mean, as I said, it was for people. I wasn't for taking directions and control by I was going to say Damage Control Central. I'm at the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee in D.C. They finally got someone in. That's okay. My focus is on one thing, and you brought it up. One, people, like those who are going through the lines there when our legislatures and those who want to be elected are up in New York. And number two, Senator Toomey, and how, I mean, this is what I don't understand. How can he actually say that he had a bill to help children, remember background checks, and yet his bill called for a national registry of sex offenders that we had, but he voted to close that down. So you can't have it both ways. You're either for people all the way or you're not.
All right, all the way back into Harrisburg, you got involved in distributing food and clothing and blankets, things like that last week in the steps of Harrisburg. Why get involved in that way? That's not a federal issue. Certainly, it's almost a pathetic state issue, but you're running for federal office.
Yeah, you know, I told my staff months ago, this is a all elected officials effort. So, for example, mental health. I was in Harrisburg about 2 months ago, and I did a mental health event. Now, federal money and state money goes towards mental health. As you know, we have mental health parity finally in the United States because of the Affordable Care Act. I also did an event there on sickle cell, which affects, it's a rare disease, affects about 100,000 Americans, but pharmaceuticals don't invest, understandably, to fix it because even though it affects state people, there's not a profit in it. And I proposed a way that they could get a voucher to expedite their research through the FDA. But my point of these two examples is I was in the Capitol to emphasize these two issues because it's both a state issue, but it's a federal issue. And since federal funds go through the state and are not getting through, I felt running for the United States Senate, I should be there to say, I'm with the people. I'm not up there in PA society today. Today you need to be with your people here in the Commonwealth.
Let's change directions for just a second. And as a United States admiral or an admiral in the United States Navy, you took an oath to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution and the American people, and not a dissimilar oath to the one you would take if you were elected to the Senate. How do you stand on all the controversy today surrounding about what we need to do to protect America from outside terrorists coming in? Now, do you, I would suspect, as a Democrat, you're not in favor of Donald Trump's moratorium on all Muslim immigration. But what would you do to protect our borders, and what would you do to protect us from keeping?
I appreciate the question. I also headed the Navy's anti-terrorism unit shortly after I'd come out of the Pentagon on 9/11. About a half hour later, the plane went in, and people I knew were lost. I got assigned head of the Navy's anti-terrorism unit, went into Afghanistan for a short mission before I came out to take command of a battle group to do the bombing. So I feel very strongly about this issue, personally and professionally. And if I could take the issue which has just come up, I don't believe we have the right strategy towards ISIS in order to best protect America. And that is that we are treating ISIS still today as just an international terrorist organization. It is that, but it's much more, unfortunately. It is a state, an illegitimate state, but it controls population the size of Norway, territory the size of Belgium, $2 trillion in assets it owns with its oil fields. It gets $2 billion a year in income from the oil fields, from extortion, from fees, from wheat selling. We should do what we did in that tragic misadventure of Iraq, kick the legs out from under the state, destroy those oil fields, destroy those government bureaucracies. Look, we know where they are. We've never struck them. We gave the targets to France to start destroying the government agencies. Number two, take a coalition together, even those at times are not friendly to us at all, like Russia and Iran, and pivot and go have them do the groundwork by doing a principal compromise, unlike they're doing in Harrisburg on the budget and saying, Assad, he gets to stay around a little bit longer as long as you guys go with us against ISIS. And last, what happens the day after? I have yet to hear the administration say, what happens the day after? What's the end game? Look, we in the military understand and we're taught you don't take the first step in war until you know what the last step would be, because after we toppled Saddam Hussein, no one was ready for the day after, because when we break the caliphate, we will own that territory, caliphate, and we weren't prepared for it in Iraq, and if we don't want to keep going back there, we better prepare to secure the peace, and I don't hear that at all.
All right, we'll give you an additional remark, a final comment on the air here this morning, Congressman Sestak.
I appreciate what you do. The fact that you'd have somebody come aboard and say, and ask them tough questions like this ISIS one, I want to say to everybody, that's what I think is needed more of even today. The type of media that lets people that are out there and asking tough policy questions, too often we get caught up in some inane comment somebody makes politically rather than worrying about people. At the end of the day, I learned in the Navy to be accountable to people, being ready to believe for cause if I wasn't able to accomplish what I said I did as captain of a ship. So more than anything, I'd like to be an accountable, independent person who is representative of everyone, even though I happen to be a Democrat. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you.
We really
appreciate it. Come and visit us in person. You're long overdue for a visit back in our studios here at WKOK. We'd love to see you again.
Thank you. So live to be there.
Good luck.
Have a great Pennsylvania Day, Mark and Joe. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
That is U.S. Senate candidate Joe Sestak. He's a former congressman, former vice admiral in the U.S. Navy, and talking about, first of all, the action he took on Friday, helping to distribute food and clothing on the steps of the state capitol to not only to help individuals who received it, but to call attention to the budget impasse and the problems that it's causing, and, of course, also touching on some of the national issues. He's got an open invitation to come in and visit us in person, as does Katie McGinty and anybody else who's running for U.S. Senate. So we hope we'll be seeing some candidates.
That would be the current incumbent, too. You might want to mention his name.
Who's that? U.S. Senator Pat Toomey?
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, he knows better than to think that he might be excluded from the list. He's been here and he's coming back. So we'll be definitely talking to him as we do every year here at WKOK. Well, we will take a quick break, but when we come back, Kevin's going to tell us what kind of shiny new vehicle he gets to drive around, and we're launched into a full session of open phones. We have open right now the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. Let it be sold or email inbasket at onthemarket@wkok.com. And the license plate holder on Kevin's new car says the Sunbury Motor Company.
If holiday car shopping makes you feel like a Scrooge,
bah, humbug,
then let Sunbury Motors Ford give you the best gift ever. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event. This holiday season, save on America's best-selling brand at the region's largest Ford dealer, Sunbury Motors Ford. Financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months, and no payments for 90 days will make this the best holiday season ever. And the selection at Sunbury Motors Ford can't be beat. Pick from over 50 of the stylish 2016 Ford Fusions from just $19,370. Choose from over 75 of the top-selling Ford Escapes, starting as low as $19,990. SMC has the largest selection of new Ford trucks in the entire North Pole, with over 120 to pick from, and savings up to $11,000. No bah humbug here. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event at Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Proudly serving all of Pennsylvania for over a century. Remember, a new car or truck from Sunbury Motors is a gift the whole family can enjoy.
News Radio 1070 WKOK remembers those that can't be home for the holidays.
Greetings from Zach and Tiki at Ramstein, Germany.
Stationed with the United States Air Force's Europe in the A4. We're just going out to all of our friends and family in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Mom and Dad, love you.
Thank you for your service. From News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Talking Star Wars. I doubt that that has anything to do with Kevin's new vehicle, but you never know. His kids will be able to watch the DVD presentation in the back seat of the vehicle.
Beautiful car driving.
Son,
what are you?
Son. Sorry, Kevin just had a little stomach ache there when I said kids.
Yeah, something changed that I wasn't aware of.
He's a great son, young Daniel. Very athletic and recovering from a sports-related injury. But that also has nothing to do with Kevin's shiny new vehicle.
Well, this week we're featuring a brand new 2015 Ford Focus hatchback, the coupe version of the Ford Focus. Well, it still has four doors to it. but it is the hatchback model. And the reason we're featuring this is because it's the only one they have available with this offer. $2,000 off the sticker. Plus, you'll qualify for a $1,000 factory rebate, Ford credit rebate of $1,000, and $750 in trade assistance. Now, there is a small little caveat that you have to fulfill. You have to own or lease a 1995 or newer Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, or competitive car, truck, or SUV and trade it. That's how you get the extra $750 in trade assistance bonus cash. You can also find 0% financing for up to 60 months, 1.9% financing for 72 months, but everybody is guaranteed at least $3,750 in rebates and discounts off the sticker price. And you'll find some great features, including a backup camera, plenty of space in the liftable hatch that comes out. You can also fold down those seats, back seats, to have even more space. Check out this vehicle, and if you're interested in it, there's only one, and I'm driving it right now. So if you really want this vehicle and you want to take advantage of these special savings, talk to Corey and the folks down at Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and I will bring it back so you can take it home.
You say it has to be competitive? Competitive vehicle? My 1939 Maxwell wouldn't qualify then.
That would not qualify, no. If it was a 1995 Maxwell, it would be.
Well, you know, I don't think it made any in 95.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's a 95 Maxwell, it would qualify for this.
Dating myself, Jack Benny drove a 1939 Maxwell. That was his thing.
How about my my 2006 Ranger?
2006 Ranger. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Extra money there.
That would work. Okay, fantastic. Well, extra money, $750 in addition to the $1,000, in addition to the $1,000, in addition to the $2,000.
We're talking $7,550 or $4,750, depending on which way you decide to go with your financing.
If my math's correct, they're going to pay me to take it?
Almost.
Okay.
Especially with 0% financing for 60 months or 1.9% for 72 months, it's not going to cost you anything. Plus, they might even work you the 90-day payment thing you heard about a few moments ago, so you don't have payments through the holiday season.
Wow, that's pretty sharp.
All right. I still want to go back to the 1939 Master Deluxe that you haven't...
Maxwell.
Maxwell Deluxe that you haven't...
It wasn't Deluxe.
Oh, okay. I see.
In the next few moments, I'll have it on my Facebook page and at Kevin Herr on Twitter if you'd like to see.
What's the color?
And the details. Silver.
Silver. No special kind of silver, just silver.
It is a special silver. It's like light misty fog silver.
I'm waiting for somebody to come out with a color silver, called it Hi-Ho. Hi-Ho.
Okay.
Hi-Ho silver.
Oh, brother. All right, Dan. Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. All right, 1-800-795-95. Thank you, Kevin. SunburyMotors.com, the place to find out about not the 1939 Maxwell, which as near as we can tell doesn't actually exist, but we can actually find out about Kevin's vehicle, which is the Ford Focus, a 2015 Ford Focus, like a coupe, a hatchback, a good-looking car. I saw it parked out front. I think he left the lights on.
Did he?
Yeah.
No, it was automatic. The lights are automatic. You don't have to worry about
that.
Isn't that
something?
I'm going to check it out on my way out the door today.
It's parked right next to you, so
is it? Okay.
Don't bang the doors, either of you.
No, I'll be very careful.
Whoever goes
now,
out
I
first.
Can't pronounce. I don't want to incorrectly pronounce this, but the color, Joe, is I-N-G-O-T.
Ingot.
Ingot silver. Okay. And the interior is charcoal black.
Wow.
Wow. Well, that
sounds sharp.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. Very much appreciated. Now we have fully open phones. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. And that is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. The Lenape Solar email in-basket is open. All he's going to do is email on the market, WKOK.com. We do not have any emails pending. We finished up a brief conversation with former U.S. Congressman and former Vice Admiral Joe Sestak, who was on the line. He thinks the state legislature is so pathetic that they would go to the Pennsylvania Society dinner over the weekend rather than work on the budget, that he went to Harrisburg on Friday and was distributing food, clothing, and blankets to individuals that are in need, helping to unload pallets of jackets, school supplies for people affected by the state budget crisis.
So, I didn't get to hear the rest or any of Friday's program because it was kind of out of the area. But did you have any more discussion about the war on Christmas?
I believe we talked about it the whole show again. Yeah, and Ben Reichle was the co-host. And again, we got a lot of people who say they have no interest at all in changing their behaviors, even though not everybody is a Christian around them and celebrates Christmas. But I would think for somebody that's in the U.S. and you're not celebrating Christmas at all, either you're pagan or Jewish, or you would have to be have developed a sort of a defensive mechanism by now, you know, because everything, everywhere, all the time, everything is oriented towards the holidays, you know. And if you're a Zen master, a Zen priest, as our friend was, you have no holidays coming up.
Well, he didn't mind, if you recall, he didn't mind having right. people wishing him a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Which I thought, you know, was, well, I just think it's, if someone says Merry Christmas to you and you don't celebrate Christmas, I don't think you have to make a big deal out of it. You know, I would just say thank you.
Okay.
You know,
we
I appreciate the good wish.
Right. We did have, well, and I think that as Kevin has emphasized over and over, it's a heartfelt wish. It's a true sentiment
sure.
coming from somebody who is observing Christmas.
And if somebody said to me, Happy Hanukkah, it's a thank you. That's a good wish.
You're right. So.
Joyous yeah. Kwanzaa.
Because a lot of Christians were originally Jewish at one point anyway.
Well, either that or they were heathens or what they called
True.
Gentiles back
point.
In the day.
Well, Kwanzaa is not a religion.
No, but it's a celebration.
Right.
It's right.
an anniversary or observance, I guess. 1-800-795-9565 if somebody wants to weigh back in on this particular
topic.
Well,
you figure you covered it. I just wanted to make
yeah.
sure that...
Yeah, that was, it was interesting. And I just think we have a lot of folks around here who really... I think most people fall into the Kevin zone, where if somebody wishes you Christmas, Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or whatever, that's great. I'm glad they are harboring positive will towards you. And other people are... There were a few right. that said, you know, why would you want to say Merry Christmas, especially if you knew somebody wasn't a Christian.
Well, it's like the flap over the cups at Starbucks. You know, do they have to have a Christmas symbol? Do you really need a Christmas symbol on a coffee cup that you're going to drink and throw out? Does it really matter? I mean, is that important?
Well, I think, first of all, it was that whole thing was created by Starbucks. As it turned out, that not only did they, of course, they make the cups, that's their cups, they make them, but they also created the discussion about it, that they used their advertising firm to start the argument.
They did?
About it, yes.
No, I hadn't
so,
heard that.
Yeah, so the whole thing was contrived. But in any event, I mean, you have
well,
other
Well, it worked.
People,
we got them.
Right?
We talked about them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the news media is to blame partially for this, for maybe over-covering what are incidental conversations about Christmas and, you know, people don't want creches and so on in the public square, unless other faiths are allowed to put their displays there, too.
Well, Rabbi Mandel did not... like my analogy of war on Christmas, or she didn't like the term assault either. But, you know, if a group of people are doing something and another group wants to take it away from them or stop them, what do you call that? You know, if there's a group of people who want to have the creche on the town square, another group of people say, no, we don't want you to have it there. Is that an assault? Is that an attack? Is that a
well,
war?
No, I think it's just advice to properly use our public squares for that which they're intended, which is for everybody inclusively.
But it didn't harm the people who wanted to stop it. They just didn't want it on public property.
Well, then I'm not sure that that's necessarily the right way to go. I think if you have some public property with some space for it, you should allow everybody in. You know,
I don't have a problem with that.
To display, you know, what they want to.
That's why it's public property.
All right. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You are listening to On the Mark, Sunbury Motor Company, Groninger Insurance, Lenape Solar, and Hometown Pharmacies, our sponsors. You're the star of the show during an open 9 o'clock hour.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
And welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I am Mark Lawrence, strikingly handsome, only because Joe said it was true, so we are going to take his
That's
word
That's because
on
you keep paying me $10 a day to tell you that.
That's money well spent. 14th day of December 2015. Across from me is his honor, Joe McGranahan, mayor of Shamokin Dam, Papa around the dinner table. We didn't talk about it much, but over on the other side of the glass, our producer, Kevin, her greatest producer in this universe. And according to the Voyager, it appears as though he may be the best producer in other universes, but it takes about 9 weeks for the signal to get back. So we're waiting for that confirmation. So we'll be talking about that. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, and that is something I have done right near the end of November. I had to go there, get my vehicle inspected, made sure that my nitrogen-filled tires were were all pumped up and they were good to go for the winter, had all the fluids and filters and oils and everything else checked or rechecked, and everything is 100% tip-top for the winter conditions. So we invite you to do what I did. Go to the Quick Lane Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturday, 7 to 3. And Lenape Solar email in basket is open. All you got to do is email on the market at WKOK.com, and in many cases, or read your email on the radio. Lenape's at 140 South 2nd Street, Sunbury. Find them on the web at LenapeSolar.com. You can call them telephonically, 570-286-1496. What are one of their three foci? Well, how about going solar? Today's solar panels, lighter, less expensive, and more efficient than solar panels of old. They can help you harness the power of the sun for a brighter tomorrow. Go ahead and put an investment into solar, and you'll get your money back immediately. Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, sponsored by Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy in Northumberland, the Danville Pharmacy in Danville, Lewisburg's Lewisburg Pharmacy, and Mifflinburg's Mifflinburg Pharmacy. Hometown Pharmacy is offering personalized service, but reminding you that every dollar spent locally gets spent 10 times around the valley before it eventually goes to China, so you can support many people in your local community by supporting your local hometown pharmacies. You support families, they support individuals and their kids and sports teams and charities and churches, and your dollars having a big impact, but it has to start at a hometown pharmacy. Groninger Insurance Agency keeps asking that question. We know you're pondering it, so now's your chance to think about it again. Do you know if your insurance is at the right price? Have you ever had your insurance reviewed? Do you remember when it was reviewed? Are you getting all of the discounts you deserve? Let Groninger Insurance give you a free, no obligation, second opinion on auto, home, business, flood, one-day insurance, or any other type of insurance. Give the Groninger Insurance Agency a call today at 570-473-8107. They're proud to represent the Erie Insurance Group. If you're not insured by Groninger Insurance, you're probably paying too much.
Insurance, is that something you get on your shoes?
No, that's what they give you. Your policy is an issuance.
Oh, an issuance,
that's
okay.
Yours to keep. Do you have an issue with that?
Not anymore. You explained it.
Almost 100 people turned out to remember victims of gun violence at a vigil held in Northumberland area last evening. The National Interfaith Vigil for Gun Violence Victims held one vigil at Northumberland. It was last night at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the Susquehanna Valley, 6 to 7 p.m. The event coincided with the anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut. Those in attendance participated in readings, songs, and prayers. Expect delays in Northumberland Borough tomorrow on Route 147, known as King Street. There'll be a lane restriction in place at the rail crossing near the Priestley Bridge. North Shore Railroad going to be making some repairs there. So between 8:30 and 2 p.m. tomorrow, look for some delays. A Concord High School in Elkhart, Indiana, is using mannequins instead of student actors after a federal judge banned a live nativity scene that was performed for decades. There was applause and cheering at Concord High School Saturday when the curtain rose, revealing a static nativity scene during the show. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and the American Civil Liberties Union sued the district on behalf of a Concord High School student and his father, arguing that a nativity scene conveyed an endorsement of religion. U.S. District Judge John DeGuillo issued a preliminary injunction to stop this year's live scene, ruling that the live nativity scene impermissibly conveys an endorsement of religion and thus runs afoul of the Establishment Clause. School officials say the injunction only applied to the live scene, so they complied with the judge's orders by having mannequins in place instead.
Question.
I was going to say, is what's her name? Hillary Clinton said famously when asked about Benghazi, what difference does it make?
Right. Why is a live one not okay, but a static one okay?
I think they pulled a fast one. I think the judge put the word live in his order, so they said, okay, well, let's not have a live one. Let's use mannequins instead.
Oh, but did the judge do it on purpose?
Well, that could be, yes. Giving them an out may have even whispered to them.
So now they have to go back, and those who don't want it will have to go back and file another suit saying now even this one violates.
Right.
It. But I thought the rule was if they had secular displays there as well.
Available.
Like a Christmas tree or Santa Claus beaming down at the infant Jesus, that would kind of...
Well, the school puts this on. The school sponsors this. It's like the school play that you see on, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on any given weekend at a school around here. This is supported and endorsed, and there's school staff that's involved in it, school electricity. This school doesn't pay to use their facilities. So this is a school-related use.
But once they set it up, what use is there other than the property? I mean, there's no ongoing expense.
I don't think there would be a lot of expense.
Unless you were paying actors to portray them.
I use the electricity, but I I think it's you're using the stage, you're using the school's presence,
okay,
and you're using the school's facilities for free.
But suppose you had the live actors, let's say, who are portraying, the students are portraying that. What is the difference than if they did a play, A Mall and the Night Visitor, or We Three Kings of Orient Are, or something like that? What would be the difference?
Well, I think the nativity scene specifically draws attention to just one faith. It's sort of like the symbolic touchstone for the Christmas season. But those other ones, schools do have a sensitivity towards religious songs. I remember when my daughter was in school, and that would be 20 years ago, religious-oriented songs often didn't come up. And sometimes they did, but not always. And sometimes they were specifically carved out of school programs and in favor of Winter Wonderland and, you know, other songs.
So no Silent Night, Holy Night.
No, not in those programs.
Hark the Herald Angels
right.
Sing.
Rudolph
out.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer. And
no, it was like actually that. Edited to Silent Night, Normal Night.
Right.
Silent Night, non-secular
Hark,
night.
How about Hark the Herald Wing People Sing?
That would be okay. The non-secular floating monitors of our lives.
You're speaking of angels,
yes,
metaphorically.
Of course.
All right.
All right. So that's in the news. Finally,
you know, there's going to be a time, Mark, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have to get this in. Yeah. There is going to be a time where people are going to complain because there are songs on any public domain entity that are Christmas oriented.
Mm-hmm. Like a school PA system kind of
thing? I mean anything. You name
it. Oh, you
mean
just in public?
Oh, anything on public. Like, can you... Christmas music being played while you're shopping downtown. Gone. That's a public place. Can't do
it
there.
Should we ban WVLY?
Right, exactly. You can't play it on the radio anymore because that's a public place. Gone.
Right, yeah, the public
place. I asked that question last week of the guests that we're a federally licensed radio station and we're playing Christmas carols. And we allow people to come on the air Sunday mornings and preach.
Mm-hmm.
This is a violation. It must stop.
They pay for that, though.
But we allow it.
Well, but that's their message. You know, we allow politicians
all
to
right,
lie.
Well, yeah, so. I suppose I pay for the creche then.
Mm-hmm.
Does that change it, the fact that it's paid?
Well, if somebody had rented this is a school play, but if somebody had rented the school and put on a performance of religious nature, I think that's okay. They used to do that anyway at Chickalamea. A group would come in and play rock music to the kids, and then they would say, you know, we're a Christian band, and, you know, this is the best way to go. But they rented the hall.
But they still did it for the kids.
Right. It wasn't. Well, the kids were told about it, and then they...
They weren't required to attend, but
no,
they could attend.
No, it wasn't in school.
Okay. I don't know. I think we've gotten way far from where the founding fathers wrote the way they wrote the Constitution. It was a freedom from a government-sponsored religion. Not a freedom from religion or a freedom of religion.
You know,
it's a freedom of a government-sponsored religion.
That's a good point. It's not like we're saying, okay, here's a bill before the United States Congress that says, you know, it must be a Lutheran or else. Now, that I can understand
well,
would be unconstitutional.
And
you must
I would
be
agree
Catholic
with that.
Or else.
But I would support that bill.
I know you would. That's why I brought it up.
You'll eat much better than at other churches. At least I think, anyway.
Oh, you've never been to a Catholic spaghetti dinner, I guess.
Oh, you're right. I have been to your lasagna dinner.
All right. Well, that's pretty good,
but
too.
But anyway, we digress here. I think what the key is, I think, Kevin, you have it exactly backwards. I think we started far afield of what the Constitution intended, and now we're getting closer to what it is. And it does, of course, growing pains whenever you grow into maybe what the document really wanted. Some people have some pushback, and they don't really want this. But I think, you know, the school district in Concord and Elkhart, Indiana, shouldn't endorse Christianity. They shouldn't make it part of a school program, and they shouldn't have live nativity scenes that are part of their normal things, unless they do a comparative religion play, and a nativity, of course, would be probably the touchstone or maybe a cross scene, a scene with a cross, you know, like Jesus on the cross kind of thing, would be okay to depict a Christian faith, but then depict, you know, whatever you think the most universal symbol of the Jewish religion is, the Torahs, so, you know, a picture of Torahs or whatever, or, you know, the Zen faith that we were talking about, or Buddhism, or Shintoism, or
okay, can we
Islam.
Can we get back now to the original amendment the way it was written, and please tell me where I'm wrong about this then, Mark?
Well, I think the judge felt...
No, wait, hold on, listen. Listen to the way it's worded. and that's what I think people forget, is way this is worded. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof,
right,
or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a for redress of grievances.
Redress.
Sorry.
Not redness.
I threw an N there.
I got
there.
Some red grievances against the government.
My face is getting a little redness right now.
No, I noticed that. Your blood pressure's high before the show happened. Now it's going even higher. I think it's pretty clear that this school is endorsing one religion over another by presenting a Christian play. I don't think that's a stretch.
What if they did 7 plays for every religion?
No, well,
would that be okay?
But they don't. They just
has
do
anybody
one.
Ever asked them to do that?
Well, no, but maybe they will next year, because if I were involved in producing this live nativity scene, I would say, okay, fine, let's do a play that relates to the the story of Abraham, and let's do one about Muhammad, and let's do one about Buddha.
Now let's go back to the Constitution.
Okay,
is the school or Congress making a law respecting the establishment of religion here?
No. The school's not. No, I see what you're saying.
Are they prohibiting the free exercise thereof?
I think what is being talked about in the Constitution is that, yes, it just says the Congress won't establish these laws, but what has always been interpreted from the Constitution is that what it said the Congress would do, it means no local municipalities or no local state legislators can also do, that they can't establish religions as being part of their state.
Suppose there was a bill that said all people must attend a religious service every week.
Okay.
Now, that's not establishing a single religion.
One.
It's saying you got to go, but you can pick whichever one you want to go to.
I don't think that would fly either, because it establishes a religion.
No, it doesn't. It establishes all religions.
But what about atheists or agnostics?
Well, atheisms are just going to have to conform.
Oh, they're going to have to worship anyway.
Right.
Okay.
But, I'm asking you, I realize that's facetious, but I'm asking you, would that violate that amendment?
I would think so.
How?
Because it
we didn't establish a state religion. We said any religion you pick.
Well, I think judges open up the establishment clause, meaning that you're not allowed to establish religion as a government priority, even though it specifically says, you're not allowed to pick a particular religion and make it the state religion. But I think it's saying that you're not allowed to say that government priorities should include religion.
What happened? I think the wording, I agree with Kevin, the wording is fairly straightforward there. What the problem has been over the years is how that wording has been interpreted by the courts.
So we have problematic interpretation of this?
Yes, we do.
Of the Constitution?
Of the wording of the Constitution.
Well, it was bound to happen eventually.
But then it becomes the law. Once it's interpreted, it becomes the law.
Right or wrong.
If the Supreme Court interprets it, that's the way it is.
So the Supreme Court has made mistakes?
In my opinion, yes, but it's still the law of the land. Well, let's start with Dred Scott. If you want to go back to the beginning.
What was wrong with Dred Scott?
Dred Scott held that a slave who was taken to free territory could not assert freedom because he was in free territory. They claimed, Dred Scott decision claimed, he was property, always property, anywhere property.
No matter where. Oh, so he could be, if he was purchased in the South, he could be taken to Massachusetts. And
right,
kept as
and
a
the
slave.
Dred Scott got married and claimed that he had, because his master had taken him to, I think, Missouri or someplace that was free, that he had earned his freedom at that point.
Right.
And it drug on through the courts. So the Supreme Court definitely made a mistake there, and they've made several since.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Call us now. We're talking about the U.S. Constitution and narrow interpretations that prohibit some religious observances in high schools. 1-800-795-9565, the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for dialing it. You're on the line.
Wow, you guys can just go on and on about that.
Well,
it seems like you're very passionate about getting Christianity into the schools.
Joe is. I'm trying to make sure that schools don't endorse a religion.
Well, now, Kevin and Joe, I was referring to.
No, I just don't see how that's...
You are.
Here, try something. Listen to me for a minute. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment.
I have 5 minutes already.
How is this? This is violating the Constitution by prohibiting the free exercise.
And why are you so upset about this? Because you want to get Christianity into the school. Just admit it.
I don't want prayer in school. I want a moment of silence to do
Joe,
with what you want.
Do you want prayer in school?
Really? You know what I want?
You're asking me if I want it?
I said, Joe, do you want prayer in school?
I agree that it's probably inappropriate to pray
Joe,
a specific...
I mean, this.
Well, let me answer your question. Chris, let me answer your question.
I thought you did.
I said I don't believe that today, in today's world, that we shouldn't have one particular religious prayer. When I went to school, we read 10 verses of the Bible. And I went to public school. We read 10 verses of the Bible every day and said the Lord's Prayer. I believe in today's world, it is more appropriate to allow, as Kevin says, a moment of silence where people can pray however they wish.
Or do
you remember Don McNeil's Breakfast Club? Are you that old, Chris? Do you remember that program?
If there was a Breakfast Club, I certainly never watched it.
No, it was on radio. But he used to, every day, every day he had a prayer on his program, and he said, each in his own words, each in his own way. And I think that applies today, you know.
I think that applied 100 years ago, too.
Well, it didn't in all instances. I mean, I didn't put...
I know, and you guys seem to want to go back to where you can do that.
But it didn't hurt me. That was my another point I wanted to make.
I can say, make you say a lot of things that won't hurt you. Yeah, you can listen to an atheist creed every morning, and it won't hurt you. By the way, I'm a little upset at the Pope.
Oh, no. What did he do to you?
Yeah, actually, I've enjoyed him as a pope. But he's given Jews special privileges relative to Catholics.
Must have missed that. What'd he do?
He said that you couldn't aggressively try to convert Jews anymore. And I don't know why that doesn't apply to the rest of us.
Well, are you trying to convert Jews?
No, but but Catholics try to convert me.
Well, they didn't succeed, did they?
No, but
I have some lady from.
Why do Jews get special exemption from trying to be converted?
I don't know.
Compared to the rest of us,
can we put it out there for the Watchtower Society too? I have a little lady who bangs on my door from time to time, trying to convert me.
Yeah, but why, if you're the Jewish faith, you should only very politely and gently ever suggest such things. But apparently that only applies to Jews and not to the rest of them.
I don't know. The Pope's been talking about the in-your-face proselytizing for a while, at least a year or so.
But his latest pronouncement only concerned Jews.
Well, then maybe he was just using that as an example, but...
I know.
I'm going to say it's been at least a year.
For past problems that they have caused for Jews.
Mm-hmm. It was at least a year ago that the Pope said this, and I don't think he singled out Lutherans, but he did talk about us, and he said that there is a time when there is too much proselytizing, and that's not ideal for the religion.
Yeah, I don't know if Catholics really do much proselytizing. It's mainly. I think Joe's branch of Christianity seems to be letting things down a little bit that way.
Because they're not in your face.
It's usually the Protestants who do most of that.
Well, just don't do it in Saudi Arabia or you'll wind up in jail.
You do it in foreign countries in Africa and China and non-Christian countries a whole lot, though.
That's okay. All right, we got to get moving. But thank you so much for Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Very much
appreciated. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Originally, we talked about in our news headlines, there's a school in Indiana where a federal judge said no to a live nativity scene as part of a school function. So the students instead used mannequins and got away with it, at least for that night. 1-800-795-956. Oh, is that? Oh, I got to take a call. VIP on the line. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for calling in.
Well, you recognize me, right?
Well, Kevin said it was you. We have a couple of Daves.
When Chris gets on, I got to get on. That guy is so far out left field that he's lost his way. That's his problem. You know, these people bring all these charges and they bring them to the court. Why? Because I don't have the money to fight that court case. So what do I have to do? I have to bow down. And that's what our federal courts are doing. They're bowing down because they don't want to do a lot of this small stuff. And they're taking our freedoms away little by little. Chris is one of the biggest big mouths I've ever heard about religion. What does he care what I believe or what I care what he believes?
Which
of
your freedoms?
You go to court, and I can't fight you. And if your school goes to court, they don't have the money to fight you. So how do you fight this? The ACLU has gone too far to the left.
What's a freedom that you've had removed?
The freedom of that I can say it. If I don't like you, I don't like you. That's it. I don't like Chris. I don't like his beliefs. He don't like my beliefs.
You have the freedom to say that, so you didn't lose that freedom.
That's right. He has the freedom to say it, but at the same time, don't try to tell me what I'm thinking.
But we don't.
And that's what they're doing.
You're kind of being a little unfair. I mean, I don't agree with Chris very often, but he seems like a very nice guy, and he does it with a sense of humor. You can kid him. You can talk to him. I mean, I think it's unfair to say you don't like him just because of his views. We all have differing views.
You don't have to like everybody. That's my freedom. I don't like Chris because he's too far to the left. He's so far out in left field, you can't make any reasoning to him. He doesn't give any reasoning to it. I mean, common sense tells you, if I can't fight you, you get somebody like the ACLU has money. So they take you to court. I don't have that money to fight you, so I have to bow down. Everybody else thinks the same way. I bow down. And that's where we're losing our freedom. I don't care what the Constitution says if I can or can't say that. I mean, why does he worry about what the Constitution says I can or can't say? I mean, if I believe in this, I believe in that. Leave me alone. I'm doing my Constitution right. I'm not hurting you. And that's what I'm saying. We can't fight these people if the ACLU is always going to, and people aren't doing their job to fight the ACLU.
But if you in the exercise of your rights cross over and take someone else's rights from them, there is a problem, isn't there?
If I cross over, but who's crossing over?
Well, I think
I'm saying if I believe one thing, he believes another. That's his problem.
No, but the people who are arguing against and I'm for this stuff, but the people who are arguing against, let's say, that live crash, believe that you've crossed the line, that you've taken their right to not be subjected to this.
All right. Now tell me, if I take it to court and people don't want to do their job like a Supreme Court and that is so frivolous, if they take it to court, I don't have the money to take it to court. But the ACLU does.
Yeah.
Now, that's the organization does only because they can. They're not doing it for any purpose. They're doing it because they can.
But there are groups that oppose the ACLU in court on a regular basis, and some of them are fundamentalist Christian groups.
What I'm saying is they're bowing down. Most of these courts or the ACLU, they don't even show up a lot of times. They just say, okay, we won't do it. We just drop the suit and let it go. That's where the ACLU, I don't like the ACLU anymore. They used to be a fair group. They are not a fair group anymore.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave. Very much appreciated.
Thanks for calling, Dave. We're glad you called.
All right. 1-800-795-9565, the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Let it be sold or email in basket. Open it on the market, WKOK.com.
If holiday car shopping makes you feel like a Scrooge,
bah, humbug,
then let Sunbury Motors Ford give you the best gift ever. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event. This holiday season, save on America's best-selling brand at the region's largest Ford dealer, Sunbury Motors Ford. Financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months and no payments for 90 days will make this the best holiday season ever. And the selection at Sunbury Motors Ford can't be beat. Pick from over 50 of the stylish 2016 Ford Fusions from just $19,370. Choose from over 75 of the top-selling Ford Escapes starting as low as $19,990. SMC has the largest selection of new Ford trucks in the entire North Pole with over 120 to pick from and savings up to $11,000. No bah humbug here. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event at Sunbury Motors Ford in the North Fourth Street Auto Plaza. Proudly serving all of Pennsylvania for over a century. Remember, a new car or truck from Sunbury Motors is a gift the whole family can enjoy.
Here's something to think about. How do you know if your insurance is the right price? Have you ever had your insurance reviewed? Do you remember when it was reviewed? And are you getting all the discounts you deserve? Let Groninger Insurance Agency give you a free, no-obligation second opinion on your auto, home, or business insurance. Give the Groninger Insurance Agency a call today at 570-473-8107. They're proud to represent the Erie Insurance Group. It's true. If you're not insured by Groninger Insurance, you're probably paying too much.
All right. right. That's from a bar in one of the Star Rooms. A bar room in the Star Wars film. I forget the name of it.
Episode 4, The Cantina Band.
Oh, The Cantina Band.
Yes, as in group.
And there are robots playing this music?
No.
No, there's
aliens.
Creatures from other universes.
Yeah, okay.
It would be a different, from a different planet.
Okay.
Different constitutions
Speaking
than we have.
How are you, Kevin?
Right.
they're allowed to put a creche up and to pray in their universe.
Well, right. Yeah, they have a different type of religion, but it's banned on this planet,
right?
Because you can't express it.
You're listening to On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, the host of the show, Subpar. Joe McGranahan is always above par.
Right. And I was when I played golf, too.
Right. He's the co-host. Kevin Herr is the engineer. You're listening to an Open Phones Monday. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Lenape Solar email in-basket is open at onthemark@wkok.com. On the topic of religious freedom, one of our listeners says, this country was founded on the cooperation of church and state. Simple analysis shows that to be true. My issue remains, Christmas is a national holiday. What are we to celebrate on this national holiday? Snow? Snowflakes? Reindeer? Pine trees? Christmas without Christ and his birth is illogical.
Well, then how did Christmas become a national holiday? Should that be changed?
Did you read that I sent you, Mark? Did you read it did go to court.
Oh, yeah, we had that last week.
It went to court, and I don't think it went to the Supreme Court, but it went to a superior court. I want to say Ohio, but I'm not sure if I'm right with that. But the decision was that, yes, it can be a federal holiday because you're not forced to observe it.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want on that holiday.
Yes, you are forced to observe it if you can't go to work.
Right.
No, but you're not forced to observe it as Christmas. It's just a day off.
Okay, so they could call it a no day, but it isn't. We call it the Christmas holiday.
You would think they'd be offended by that. I wouldn't. If I were them, I wouldn't want to accept a day off for Christmas.
Well, if you're going to pay me to take the day off, I'll accept anything you want.
Well, but not Joe's not like that. Joe likes to work. He loves his job. When he was COO, he used to come in here on Saturday and Sunday. 1-800-795-9565. Dan, you are on the mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're having a good Monday.
Well, depends.
It's okay. It all depends on what you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? What I was thinking here, you're talking about freedom of religion. What I'm thinking, the wisdom of our forefathers that set up a system as we had it in the past, which were basically turning away from a system of absolutes and a belief system that was accurate. And I always admire their wisdom. And are we to the point where we think we have more wisdom in understanding truth than they did?
Well, we might be, simply because times have changed, circumstances have changed. I don't know whether we are, but I can see that people might come to believe that.
Well, yeah, wisdom is an accumulated thing.
Yeah. Theoretically, the longer you're around, the more wisdom you've got, right?
Well, then you should be pretty smart.
I am.
But
in the Proverbs, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Well, that's okay. I don't know if that applies to our conversation today.
That's and we want to kick that right out as if scripture don't really matter. And the forefathers had the wisdom to put scripture, use it all in our early school system. Now we got so smart, we kicked God out of the school. Now what do we have?
Well, we have pretty good schools around here.
We have guns. We have violence. We have drugs. Nobody knows what they believe in. We can't even sing a Christmas carol in the school system is how far we came towards pure secularism.
I think you can sing school Christmas songs in the school system. I told you about some programs that my daughter attended that did not have Christmas songs in them, didn't have religious-related songs in them, but there were other programs that she performed in.
I'm told that, had them. That carols like Silent Night are pretty much out.
Okay.
Yeah, my niece had a program. She's in third grade, and all their songs in their program, none at all mention any Christmas carol having to do with Christ, the virgin birth, or anything.
Okay.
And that's how they secularized our society. But, you know, for me, I know my destination, but for the rest coming up today, it's not going to get any better.
All right,
for
we got you.
They won't have that. They enjoy the freedoms that I enjoyed. And, you know, we think by kicking religion out, we're going to get more freedom. Actually, we're going to go back into the dark ages.
All right, we got you, brother. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay,
appreciate
guys,
it, Dan.
Have a good day.
Right. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas.
And
all right.
Speaking of the dark ages, here's Chris. Chris.
The dark ages.
Last caller before a quick break. You're on the mark.
Dave, a little about the ACLU, but they defend a lot of religious expression also, and even in schools, they do it when an individual's right to express his religious faith is interfered with. There was a case, I think, of a student who rather obnoxiously actually was trying to convert all his classmates in between classes in the hallways and things, and the school administration tried to stop him from doing it, and the ACLU took the case because it was a matter of individual expression.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, and the difference is, you know, that you can do religious expression individually in school, but if the school provides you the public address system to do it, then it's a violation. And that seems to makes perfect sense to me. I don't know about you guys. You guys might.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the thing is, if you do allow any religious expression that way for a particular religion, then your only option is to allow it for everything, and then the administration loses a lot of control about the type of things that can be put on. And that causes problems because everything has to be decided legally and causes a lot of legal problems. And the ACLU actually consults with the school administration before they bring any legal case to explain to them the law, the precedent for the law, and the court cases, and why they believe the school is in violation. And they try to work out a settlement or compromise on a situation that's acceptable to both sides.
All right, we got you, brother. I got to stay.
Go to court?
Chris, I got to stop you there. Sufficient rebuttal and noted, and I agree with you on most of those points. Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Lenape Solar email in basket open, the provider of the 2015 Ford Focus down there with the mystique gray. Is the Sunbury Motor Company.
Ingot.
Thank you. Sunbury Motor Company.
If holiday car shopping makes you feel like a Scrooge,
bah, humbug,
then let Sunbury Motors Ford give you the best gift ever. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event. This holiday season, save on America's best-selling brand at the region's largest Ford dealer, Sunbury Motors Ford. Financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months, and no payments for 90 days will make this the best holiday season ever. And the selection at Sunbury Motors Ford can't be beat. Pick from over 50 of the stylish 2016 Ford Fusions from just $19,370. Choose from over 75 of the top-selling Ford Escapes starting as low as $19,990. SMC has the largest selection of new Ford trucks in the entire North Pole with over 120 to pick from and savings up to $11,000. No bah humbug here. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event at Sunbury Motors Ford in the North Forest Auto Plaza. Proudly serving all of Pennsylvania for over a century. Remember, a new car or truck from Sunbury Motors is a gift the whole family can enjoy.
the force be with you.
Who is it? Oh, yeah, that was the Pennsylvania Lottery. They were playing, encouraging people to play the big four, so they said, may the fours be with you.
Right.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our open phones. We will wrap up this discussion about freedom from religion with Paul. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. Man considers himself the highest form of intelligence. If that being the case, then explain to me why animals don't have the same problems that man do, and they're stupid.
What? Say that again.
Have you been hitting the elderberry wine again, Paul?
He's an elderberry.
No, the Mogan David.
Mogan David, okay. I don't think animals are stupid to begin with. I mean, they have enough energy and intelligence to survive in this world.
But why then don't they have the same problems? I mean, man is trying to do something that no other animal can do. He's trying to govern himself. He's trying to make himself live longer. He's trying to monopolize the organization to the point that where nobody believes in anything other than what he wants them to believe.
What? Wait. You had me on all those points until the last one. What is man doing? Monopolizing the organization?
In other words, he's trying to control everything under one way of ruling, one way of drinking. Not drinking.
Drinking. You have been hitting that wine again, haven't you?
Well, the fruit flies have been dying, so I guess it's pretty good to drink.
But at the bottom line, though, animals, their primary quest is for food and to reproduce. And if you stripped everything else away, that would be the same basic need human beings have.
But they wouldn't have the problems of trying to get a budget passed. They wouldn't have any problems with gun control. They wouldn't have any problems about world economy.
But they'd also be living out in the open, and they'd have no clothes on.
Oh, well, what's the difference?
Well, I think that, you know, we have evolved because we have the capacity to evolve. But and most of our evolution has been based on trying to provide things that made our lifespan longer and provided creature comforts.
But it hasn't done anything, Joe, to improve the way of life. Because for every time that you have found something in order to make life easier, it now becomes a burden. You found a way that you can get mechanical things to do the things that man could do, so now you eliminate the capacity or the capability of man in which he did that job.
Well, I think you should listen to Clarence Darrow's famous line in the Skokes monkey trial, where he talks about that all human progress comes with a price. You know, you can have... you can learn to fly, but the birds lose their charm. You know, you can have a telephone, but you lose peace and quiet around your house. You know, and I think that's true. All human progress comes at a price. We gain something, we lose something.
Well, even now, they're blaming the global warming on man, and they're not taking into consideration as to all the elements that have been in existence for years, where this is a thing that changes in time.
All right, we got you, Paul. Thank you so much. Food for thought. If we've ever had any on this show, it is that.
Someone said of General Grant during the Civil War, you know, find out what he's drinking and send a case to all, or President Lincoln said, find out what he's drinking and send a case to all my other generals.
Why? Because he was...
He was winning. He won. He succeeded. And, you know, and people said, well, they had the downside to him. They said he was an alcoholic because earlier in his life he had a drinking issue. Mm-hmm. And so the president said, well, if he's being bad and drinking, let's send some of the other guys who aren't winning and maybe they'll win. So, I mean, there is always human progress and someone is going to stand there and say, here's the price you got to pay for it.
All right. Last call for alcohol, 1-800-795-9565. We're going to launch into Speedy Dialers Only Zone here at the end of the program. 1-800-795-9565. Hometown Pharmacy is toll-free line, that is. And the Lenape Solar email in basket is open. All you got to do is email on the market, WKOK.com. We got one email, and the subject line is delusional, so I assume he's talking about Kevin. So we'll read that out loud when we come back.
Well, we're going to do that when we come back.
Yes.
All right.
We'll do that, and we'll entertain any new callers who have come along the way to talk about freedom from religion when we return.
Car shopping makes you feel like a Scrooge.
Bah, humbug.
Then let Sunbury Motors Ford give you the best gift ever. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event. This holiday season, save on America's best-selling brand at the region's largest Ford dealer, Sunbury Motors Ford. Financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months and no payments for 90 days will make this the best holiday season ever. And the selection at Sunbury Motors Ford can't be beat. Pick from over 50 of the stylish 2016 Ford Fusions from just $19,370. Choose from over 75 of the top-selling Ford Escapes starting as low as $19,990. SMC has the largest selection of new Ford trucks in the entire North Pole with over 120 to pick from and savings up to $11,000. No bah humbug here. It's the Ford Holiday Sales Event at Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Proudly serving all of Pennsylvania for over a century. Remember, a new car or truck from Sunbury Motors is a gift the whole family can enjoy.
Buffets and brunches, dinners and lunches. It's the time of year to eat a lot and sometimes too much.
Mommy, my tummy feels funny.
How many cookies did you have at Grandma's house?
I only have 14.
Wait, what? Did you just say you ate 14 cookies?
They were tiny.
Your mom put out quite the spread. I think I overdid it.
I figured as much, so I went to my hometown pharmacy and stocked up on over-the-counter remedies for acid indigestion, upset stomach, bloating, heartburn, and nausea.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy on Duke Street in Northumberland, Mifflinburg Pharmacy, Route 45, Mifflinburg, and the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street. Danville.
Feeling better?
Yeah, but I can't sleep.
Remember our song?
When I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep.
And you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Good night, little one.
Good night, Mama. I love you.
As energy prices go up, your heating bills can make your budget feel frozen. But now there's a way to unthaw. Mitsubishi Electric Systems can heat multiple rooms or just one room at a time, and with no ductwork, while cutting energy bills up to 30% versus traditional HVAC. Plus, they offer superior allergen filtration. Stop by and see Lenape Solar, your local Mitsubishi dealer, at 140 South 2nd Street, Sunbury, or visit their website at lenapesolar.com. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Live better.
Here's something to think about. How do you know if your insurance is the right price? Have you ever had your insurance reviewed? Do you remember when it was reviewed? And are you getting all the discounts you deserve? Let Groninger Insurance Agency give you a free, no-obligation second opinion on your auto, home, or business insurance. Give the Groninger Insurance Agency a call today at 570-473-8107. They're proud to represent the Erie Insurance Group. It's true. If you're not insured by Groninger Insurance, you're probably paying too much.
Star Wars Revenge of the Sith comes up tonight.
Revenge of the what?
Sith.
Sith. Always had trouble with that.
Me too. I think I just said Sith. I'm such a thithy when it comes to saying these Star Wars terms.
I just tweeted Movie Mike. I said, say it ain't so. Luke Skywalker hasn't been in any of the promos that I've seen, and there's a theory going around the internet that he's turned to the dark side in the new movie.
Oh
no.
I know.
So what does that mean? He supports Darth Vader?
Well, Darth Vader's dead.
Okay.
In this one? No, he can't be. This is before the original.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
Or this is right after the original.
Right.
Okay.
This is the episode following Return of the Jedi.
Oh, they did them all out of order. That's what messed me up.
I've seen all nine of them in the theater. That's how old I am.
So if you were going to, let's suppose I wanted to watch all the Star Wars films that ever were.
Yeah. Yes.
Which would be very anathema to my character. But if I were.
That's true.
I would not watch them in the order in which they came to the theaters. I'd watch them in the correct order.
No,
right?
No. You have to watch them in the order they came out.
Oh, okay.
Because the storyline becomes more sensible. If you watch them 1 through 6, mm-hmm. it loses a little bit of the impact.
I think it was pretty obvious he wanted to go onto a Star Wars binge today, but it doesn't open until Friday, so I think Thursday would be a more
appropriate
day.
Global opening is today.
Right, all right.
Right. It's a special premiere, world premiere. You know what? Even few of the actors in the movie have seen the movie so far.
All right.
That's how much. I have never seen anything kept under wraps as well as they've done.
Well, your son's
this.
Probably seen it. He sees movies before they come out.
No.
Not this one. Nobody's seen this one.
Oh, not even the majority of the actors in the movie have seen it. I mean, talking key actors now.
All right. And okay. One of the actors said he did his part like a year and a half ago. that he was actually, you know, did the acting and stuff, and then it was a good take.
Well, the director will put it all together. We have a couple emails that we probably should read before we get out of this program. One is from Dick. Dick says, I'm not sure I have heard a caller like Dave allowed to criticize another caller as he did today. Agree with Chris or not, he usually has a point of view as opposed to Dave, Mr. Negative, never really adds anything to any topic. I'm not sure why he even listens to this program. Merry Christmas. Well, Dick, you just did what you said Dave did, and that's criticize another caller. As long as it doesn't get personal, I mean, you can talk about other people's opinions and their viewpoint and their general overall demeanor, which is negative in Dave's case, as long as you don't say Dave is a son of a gun or something like that, why, we're okay with it. And people call in and criticize Mark and yours truly all the time. And
especially Dave.
Yeah, especially Dave, right. Dave's let us all know where we stand from time to time.
But I
appreciate
that. As has
Chris. Chris has let me know where I stand from time to time, too.
And I definitely appreciate it. Dave's helped make this show as good as it is today.
And all of our callers. I mean, if there's no disagreement, if there's no lively discussion, there's no program. Another writer says, what are you trying to achieve? Praying is school or a moment of, I guess praying in school or a moment of silence will do what? This isn't the 1950s. You won't gain or retain a child or school person's religion in today's kids.
Okay.
But what harm did it do? You know, somebody said that when you took prayer out of school and you took a few Bible verses out of school, and I don't think the Old or New Testament mattered, that kids weren't exposed to it. But, I mean, it is not the school district's responsibility to teach my kid morality. I think that's my responsibility, don't you?
I'm not sure it does harm. I just think it's illegal. That's the problem.
Okay.
So, I'm not sure kids are harmed by hearing the Lord's Prayer, whether they're of that faith or not. But we can talk about that tomorrow. We will have an open phones day. Bob Buehner Jr. is coming in to talk about the Kathleen cases and U.S. Congressman Marino on Wednesday. This is WKOK Sunbury.